couple of big stories in the baseball world pertaining to Toronto. Alex Anthopoulos is a new gig, taking over the Braves operation. And Steve Phillips, our baseball analyst, reporting on SportsCenter last hour that he's hearing Donaldson and the Jays have not even sparked a contract conversation. They haven't even talked numbers, dollars and cents, length. Here's former Dodgers GM and current MLB on TuneIn analyst Ned Coletti. How you doing, Ned?
Doing good, gentlemen. How you been?
We're doing really well. We've been very good. Thank you for doing this. Your take on that report. I mean, Donaldson will be a free agent after this upcoming season. We're early into the offseason, but Steve Phillips reporting that the two sides not even talking contract at this point. Are you surprised by that?
Well, I think that every contract negotiation takes its own pace. You know, not knowing what the place everybody's in, the mindset everybody's in, that usually doesn't mean anything. Let's face it, most times it takes either two very willing parties that can agree on most everything, or it takes a deadline. And right now there's no deadline. A deadline there is, but it's way far away.
Right.
So unless you're going to have really a meeting of the minds where it's going to be an easy deal, where everybody agrees this is the number, this is the term, this is what happens, unless that's how it goes, it takes time. And typically it takes a deadline and it takes somebody moving off a position that they're on.
I'm a believer that the Jays have two options here. They either sign them long-term or they trade them this winter. But the third option is one that I guess they're entertaining, the idea of bringing them back with 1 year left and then risking him walking for nothing. If they decide to go with that direction and bring him back without a long-term contract, how smart for business do you think that would be?
You know, baseball is so, it moves so fast. And every year is a season unto itself. If they think that they've got a legit chance to win and they need Donaldson to win, then you go for it. You do go for it, because at some point in time, you know, winning is really what people are after. I mean, it's nice to have entertainment. It's nice to have a team that's successful and things like that. But if you think you've got a chance to win, you can, you know, you wait. You wait it out. If you can't reach an agreement, you play with the guys you got. And if they think that they have a chance to win, I'd keep them. I wouldn't be moved to move somebody off a good team that's got a chance to win right here, right now. For prospects that are going to take another year, two, 3 years, and maybe be good, maybe not. I mean, you never know what a prospect, what it's going to end up, except for very, very few that you can really kind of pinpoint that they're going to be outstanding. But you're talking about a really good player. You're talking about a guy that is a difference maker, especially when healthy. And I think it's tough to move a guy like that. You also got till July 31st, really, to do something. And you can see how your season goes for 4 months and see what else happens. And maybe you're out by 10. Maybe you're out by 15. Maybe it's a repeat of last year where you never really get on track. And then you'll still find a lot of takers. So people are always in a hurry. I think you gotta use your time wisely, and you gotta figure out what's best. And really, you start with where's your team at right here, right now, and how much you think you can do next year with them.
Well, where do you think the Jays are? Do you think that with some of the pieces they have, they can add to it this offseason and they can go all in to win next year?
Well, again, you know, it's easier for me to say that if I was in the room or if I was Mark. But, you know, from a distance, you know, I was surprised at their start last year. I was surprised that they did what they did. I think they have a chance to be a very good club. But again, you know, it's one thing to say it from Los Angeles, another thing to say it from down the street from the stadium. So, I think that it's certainly worth, at least from a distance, it's certainly worth a chance to see how good they can be. They know where they're at, and they know where their shortcomings are. The people who live it every day that are saturated in it, they've got a far clearer view than I do. But I think that my initial impression about where they were last year was I was surprised they got off to the start they did and really couldn't recover. They got some good young pitching. They've got a team that is exciting. But they also, you know, they're also in a tough division, too. When Baltimore finishes in last place, I think, you know, that's a pretty tough division.
Well, and that was the last day of the season when the Jays finally passed them, so they were almost last place. We're chatting with former Dodgers GM, current MLB on TuneIn analyst Ned Coletti. Alex Anthopoulos has a new gig down in Atlanta. There's been some turmoil surrounding that team, though, with ownership and with the former president of baseball operations. What kind of situation do you think Anthopoulos is walking into here?
Well, I think he's walking into a real good one. Knowing Alex, both as a one of the brothers, let's say, of my former life as a GM, and then working, seeing him at Dodger Stadium a lot the last couple of years, he's very sharp. And he's not going to go into any situation that he doesn't think is going to have a chance to be tremendous. He's very diligent. He's also he's wise with his choice making. And I think that he knows where it's at, and there's a chance that that he knows maybe what's coming down the pike from MLB and the severity of it related to what went on this past year or so. So I think that it's a wise choice for Atlanta. I think it's also Alex is smart enough to know that it's going to be something very, very special for him and his family.
Yeah, I think he played his cards perfectly. I mean, I think he was confident enough in his resume out of Toronto that eventually another job would pop up. I mean, he had been telling people, anyone that was asking him, you know, how comfortable are you with being basically the number three or four guy in L.A.? And he kept telling people he loved it in Southern California. He was comfortable with the gig. They were compensating him well. But I never believed that. I mean, once you get the taste of being the man and running an operation, you're itching to get back in the big chair. I mean, I always felt like this was inevitable, Ned, that eventually he'd stop being the number three or four guy and wait for the right time to be the number one guy again.
Well, hey, thanks for the reference to the big chair. Very smooth.
Absolutely.
You know what? I think, and the job is such a demand and such a drain, and there are so many great parts to it. But in talking to him, and even talking to Alex at the end of his Toronto days, you know, it seemed like he needed to take a breath. And I think when you do get away from it for a little while, and you are allowed to take a breath, I think it makes you smarter. I think you have a chance to step back from it and kind of regroup. You see your successes. You see the things that didn't work quite as well. And I think you kind of refresh yourself. I think that's where he's at. I can remember talking to him a lot his last season there. Talked to him in early July before Tulowitzki, before Price. Talked to him throughout that season, throughout the early parts of the off season too. And it just seemed to me that, you know, he seemed ready to take a breath. Not that, you know, he's young enough and smart enough and respected enough that he was going to get another opportunity. And it just a matter of where it was and what it was going to be able to entail and how good a fit it was going to be for his wife and kids. And I think that he played it well. And, I enjoy him. I mean, he and I spent more time on the phone talking when we were both GMs in the most recent places that we were both GMs until today. We spent more time just talking about, you name it, than we did talking about player trades. And it was, I mean, I had a great time talking to him. And I saw him a couple of days ago. I saw him before Game 7, I think. And, you know, we had another good conversation. We talked about the one deal we did make between LA and Toronto when we were both in those seats. And, you know, I'm happy for him. He's a good man. He's a fun guy. He's got a great sense of humor. And he's also somebody that when you trace back his roots and how he began in the Expos clubhouse doing the mail and then starting to scout on his own, you know what? I love that. I love how he's a self-made guy, smart guy that really was going to be driven to great successes. I teach at Pepperdine University. I brought a class down to spring training last year, and I had Alex come in and talk to him. And he was phenomenal about how he started, what he did, what he went through. You know, some doubts that he may have had along the way if he was ever going to amount to anything in the upper reaches of the baseball hierarchy. But he stayed with it, and he started opening mail in Olympic Stadium. Not bad.
Not bad at all. Great stuff, Ned. As always, thank you so much for doing this. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. All the best. How are the Leafs doing? Leafs okay?
Oh, yeah,
they're
man.
Good.
12-7.
Yeah, they're exciting. I watch it every night.
Yep, they'll be good to go. We'll see you guys in the playoffs. I think the Kings are going back, if that's your team.
I got a bunch of teams. It depends on what executive I know that's watching it.
I see. Okay. Well, jump on the Leaf bandwagon. They should
I
be
do.
Good for
I like
years.
Reed Mitchell and Lou Lamoriello and a lot of those guys over there. Good people.
All right. Thank you, Ned. Appreciate
it. All right,
boys. There's Ned Colletti, former Dodgers GM. Big fan of the Leafs.
There you go.
And Lou Lamoriello.